Standing up, I could feel my drenched hot crotch start to chill. We were only centimeters apart, and my eyes were staring into his upper chest. It was broad and muscular. Though I usually felt like a large woman, at this particular moment, I felt, well, rather pleasantly petite. It was after hours, and the city athletic club remained empty and quiet. But once again, I could have sworn I heard the inanimate audience, the gym equipment panting and quietly squeaking from the mutual oral sex scene we'd just finished, especially the slanting bench. After all, we had just left it covered in saliva and pussy juices. I think I heard them enthusiastically whispering about what we were going to do next. I was just as curious as he looked down into my eyes and took my hand. "You know it's time for me to strip you. Something I've been looking forward to doing," he said. Just hearing him say those words made me pinch my pussy and wiggle. My very plump, wet vulva twitched in its chastity belt made from my leotards. Hand in hand, we walked over to the preacher's bench, where I didn't suspect we'd be praying. Next to it, he knelt down with his face close to my aqueous spot and began tugging at my waist to find where my lower leotard parted from my upper. First pulling up my top, he watched as my breasts spilled out in front of his face. Now his eyes were fixated on my rounded bosom. Taking his time with both hands, he began gently exploring their full softness. His fingers outlined each rib and every inch of my torso, down to my belly button. It made me giggle, a very sexy spot for me. Leaning close, his mouth and idle tongue began suckling my nipples, inviting them into the game. I was once again not the only one who was in the front row seat viewing his exploration. Our chromium admirers were watching diligently from every angle and every mirror reflection in the gym. I stood upright with my breasts completely available and in his face. His eyes were peacefully shut while tasting me gently. It was as if he was licking his favorite ice cream cone. Enjoying the nibbling, cupping, and squeezing, my boobs began to tingle. Once he had tasted it and explored each breast completely, his attention reverted back to my leggings. With his eyes at nipple level, he started peeling them down to my knees. He left my privates exposed while still keeping me bound from knee to foot, just like in my fantasies. It was as though he were slowly unwrapping a favorite gift. "Bend over the bench and give me a full backseat view," he said. I shivered with pleasure. It became obvious to us both that the hot liquids between my legs was a combination of his saliva mixed with my own internal juices. After all, he had just finished drawing them out with his relentless sucking while I was on the slanted bench. Continuing to watch our bodies move in the reflection, I gladly acquiesced and knelt onto the step, easily bending over with my wet breast draped freely over the bench. My exposed self was undeniable. It wasn't until I was put in this position that I realized my bottom had been deeply affected by his dogged methods. My entire crack and their orifices were quivering from the indirect sucking, the nakedness, and the possibility of what would come next. Looking around, I would swear I saw some of our metallic spectators move to get a better view for themselves. Supported by my straight arms in front, my back arched up, revealing my full, strong, naked torso. With my leggings still holding tight below my knees, I felt bound as I heard him whisper, "I've just got to." Before I knew what he was talking about, his gentle hand switched tudes and began slapping my bottom with a thud that caught me off guard. They jiggled my entire lower hemisphere and made my breasts sway. Each slap sparked my privates, which in turn jolted my juices to begin to gush. My body let go and I completely surrendered to his steady beat. I can't remember what sounds came out of my mouth, but I was told they were loud. My backside was getting warmer with each deliberate smack, as the solid sounds echoed for only our hardened onlookers to hear. Our bodies danced together until he stopped to press himself up against my hot backside. Through his now wet-stained gym shorts, I could feel his package fit perfectly between my cheeks. He grabbed my waist and held himself there as I heard him quietly growl with contentment. Then he let go and reached for his gym bag. Unbeknownst to me, there was a butt plug with a silver furry tail inside. With cheerful admission as he pulled it out, he informed me that only the plug needed lubing. He was right. Soaked from our earlier oral encounter, he had prepared my bottom hole to receive its insertion easily, and we both knew it. While I could still feel the reverberation, he was already spreading me and zoning in on the forbidden orifice between my cheeks. Exposed and filled with randy thoughts, my body arched on the bench to give him and our gatherers the best view possible. Really, he was so hot, I didn't care what he did to me. The slippery plug easily found its way to my opening. Teasing me several times, he moved it slightly in and out. I whimpered. Instinctively wanting to swallow it whole, I tried sitting back on it. He pulled it away. If he wanted to make me delirious, he was doing an artist's job of it. Finally, after tantalizing me and my anus for long enough, the plug with its long tail easily glided deeply inside of me. I sucked it up. Not able to speak, my mind overflowed with all kinds of dirty thoughts. I couldn't help but moan and wiggle even more, partly to get comfortable with a plug slipped up my anus, and partly to compound the euphoric sexual energy it generated throughout my body. Whoa! Taking slow, deep breaths maximized my enjoyment from this very welcomed occupation. I loved the control and care he took to grant me pleasure. While still squirming and without objection, he disrobed me completely. Now nude and kneeling, he studied my blissful reactions to being tailed. The mirrors duplicated his package growing. Now, bent far over the bench, our assembly continued watching as he swept my tail aside, spread my legs further apart, and began pulling and flirting with my open, swollen lips below. His sounds were almost animalistic as he began to play with my most erogenous zones. It sent me into the stratosphere. Without my leotards in his way this time, his mouth couldn't help but begin feasting up my inner thighs, leaving a trail of adolescent hickeys along the way. Ticklish, what started as a giggle, quickly turned into deep breathing and then moans. Once again, holding me still, he chewed and quaffed his way up to my most vulnerable female self. His lips began to lightly kiss the set between my legs. All were supple, warm, wet, and soft. It was difficult to identify every move because our lips were joined in slippery unison. Each suck sent multiple hot waves deeply inside of me. He mouthed me carefully, working his tongue around my clitoris, making it hard and wanting more. Our liquids dripped down my thighs as my hips and his head swayed together. Eventually, his tongue found its way to the entrance of my pussy, a secret place I allowed very few to mouth. But he knew he could have me completely. I felt his dedicated body holding my legs apart. The soft hair on his head began sweeping against my thighs, in contrast to his slightly rough beard. With ease, his tongue began its journey into my hole, making me squirm even while being restrained. No matter how deep, he wouldn't give up his search for my G-spot. I am not sure what's beyond the stratosphere. I only know that's where he was sending me. My body convulsed with pleasure, feeling the heat from his mouth as he tasted deeply inside. I reeled from the orgasmic waves he was producing while we both drank in this most sloppy, intimate meeting with complete euphoria, the sheer definition of erotica. Triumphantly retracting his tongue from its spelunk into my cave, it took a moment to recalculate my place on the planet. Bodies vibrating, we sat still, catching our breath, and smiling from the salacious journey we had just traveled together. I leaned in and kissed his face with gentle care, as I found my body once again redistributing the blood in my body as he slowly guided me up off of the now very slippery and exhausted preacher's bench. The crowd was envious. Having my breasts exposed on top, with my tail deeply seated and hanging down my legs, was an altering experience. I felt like an unsettled beast in heat, standing with my back erect and my head up high. He had already removed a studded leather collar from his bag and was buckling it around my neck. Then, attaching it to the leash, he began cavorting me proudly between what he thought were silent pieces of equipment. But I could hear their clamoring sounds of approval. Making our way across the entire gym floor, we passed many very stiff voyeurs along the way. I felt like a prized possession prancing proudly with my master. He stopped right in front of the breast machine and tied the handle of my leash to its arm. Then, finally, he dropped his gym shorts, exposing his fully loaded cock. Standing naked, face to face, we both were flushed with anticipation. Easily, he sat down on the wanting bench with his cock still standing. He guided me around until I was between his legs, staring at all of him. He was as hard as our admirers. With my tail still in place, he had me straddle him with my open, saturated hole just above. Then he slowly maneuvered me down onto his shaft. Finally, we were consummating our play. My hands held the bars behind his head, giving me leverage to sit strongly. He welcomed my lustiness as I watched his eyes close in response. I wanted him to know how much I adored his joyride he had had me on. It was his turn to receive unadulterated pleasure. My rhythm took over. Watching his face, I rode him up and down slowly. His eyes opened slightly, and then his eyeballs rolled back. My pace altered speed. Each time I squeezed him with my Kegel muscles, he moaned. Then my conscious plan began fading as his cock began hitting my G-spot. Leaving this planet again, my body leaned into him, skin to skin. Sweat was mixing as I continued to ride him. Then, without prediction, we both opened our eyes. Biting my lip, I stared into his. I could tell my body was bringing him along to my new world. He smiled and then had to close his eyes again. I totally understood. He was relishing the moment. We were both on the brink and we knew it. I wanted him to enjoy the thrill for as long as he could. Then I felt him expanding inside of me even more. I was about to explode myself. We were going to reach orgasm in unison. My favorite! I have no idea what our witnesses heard. I can only be sure it was complete ecstasy. We began coming as I was grinding my pussy and clit down on him. Against the base of his cock, I could feel his body jerk and convulse over and over. Still moving and grinding hard, his ongoing orgasm drove me over the top. Each peaking, both knowing, together smiling. Collapsing against him, my body finally relaxed. We were wasted. Our chrome devotees practically holding their breath till they also got chill. If they were able, I'm sure they would have scored us tens across the board. I didn't ever mention that they were watching us. After all, I didn't want to spook him. I was hoping we'd come back soon.